Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, beautiful people, to the Cleansing Stream. Hallelujah. In this segment called the Cleansing Stream, we're going to go ahead and hop on in to the Cleansing Stream. We're going to be dealing with bitterness and unforgiveness. And we're going to be dealing with a couple sicknesses and diseases and some conditions that God wants to heal in the Cleansing Stream. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us go ahead and get started with this segment. I ask every listener to please prepare your heart, quiet your heart, quiet your mind. Amen. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. Remove every distraction in the name of Jesus. Right now, I silence every voice that is not the voice of the Holy Spirit. Everywhere. Concerning this segment in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. So yeah, let us get started. As we prepare our hearts, let us think about the word forgiveness and what forgiveness truly means. Does it mean that only we get forgiven? And we just get to walk around the earth, you know, picking and choosing who's worthy of our forgiveness. Are we worthy of God's forgiveness? Or is it the word give and the word forgive? You give forward the forgiveness that you have received, right? As Jesus Christ himself gave us the blueprints for our prayers and our relationship with God. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those that have sinned against us. Amen. See, that is a major key that we often forget and that we end up living our lives going through so much turmoil and so much struggle and so much bondage that can be easily gone through and processed through and traumas and unjust treatment, you know, very much easier of a process. I'm not saying we don't hurt. I'm not saying we don't go through things or we don't struggle, but the process becomes that much easier. You see, we don't become a magnet for darkness. We don't become a magnet for the demonic. We don't become a magnet for sicknesses and disease and all kinds of unhealthy situations in our lives. So, as we prepare our heart, I ask every listener to get real intimate with God, get real open and honest, and ask God. Say, Lord, if there is anyone that I need to forgive, I pray and ask, God, that you will show me, that you will give me a picture in my mind, Father, or you will give me a name in my heart, in the name of Jesus. And as God shows you a picture in your mind, or gives you a name in your heart of someone you have to forgive. A lot of y'all already know who y'all have to forgive. You know, this would just be a confirmation, but we're going to deal with that bitterness because a lot of us have been walking around with this unforgiveness that it has become a very, very deep-seated bitter root. And it has sprouted out bad fruit in your lives. And it's affecting a lot of area of your life. Not just your health physically. because of the emotional and because of the spiritual and the mental bondage that you have been in for so many years, it is affecting all facets of your life. It's affecting the way you're dealing with your relationships. It's affecting the way you're dealing with your business relationships and the way you view and see people. You have trust issues. The Bible says it's better to trust God rather than man. But at the same time, guess what? If you're truly seeking God, you'll see God in every one of your situations. You'll be trusting God in those situations. It's how you go about it, right? If you truly trust God and believe God and have faith in God, you know God has your best interests and heart, and he will not put more on you than you can bear. So we're going to be dealing with this bitterness deeply seated in our hearts, in our minds, and in our lives, and feeding on fears. Amen. So let us open up our hearts and let us release these individuals, and let us release the fear that goes along with it in Jesus' name. So pray this prayer with me. And you can pray it in your own way, because that's what it's about. It's an intimate and personal experience between you and God. It can be a corporate experience, but at the end of the day, after your life is all said and done, it is going to be you and you alone appearing before the Almighty God, having to give an account for everything that you have done, good and bad. That's what the scripture says in the book of Revelations. We will give an account. So God has forgiven us. Or has he? Is he waiting for us to forgive? To extend what he has given us freely. So as we forgive, right, these will begin to unlock a lot of blessings, a lot of promises, you know, a lot of breakthroughs in our lives that has been blocked up and hindered due to us deciding to not forgive. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we approach your throne of grace and your mercy, God. See, a lot of us are struggling with this forgiveness. We ask, God, that you help us. You see, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The flesh, our minds, just can't let it go. We ask, God, that you give us the strength, that you give us the grace, you give us the ability to let it go. And God, as you give us this strength and this ability, right now we just make a decision, even if we don't feel it, even if the reasonings are there, Father God, we make the decision based on our faith in you and based on our faith in your promises, in your word, Father God, that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So, Lord God, we confess our unforgiveness and we confess our bitterness, Father God, and we release these people, God. As we forgive these people, we ask, God, that you forgive us for holding these people captive in our minds and holding these people captive in our hearts and our spirits, Father God. Lord, we let them go. We loose them and we let them go, Father God. We let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in the name of Jesus, right now, I speak to every heart. I speak to every mind. I speak to every soul, spirit. Hallelujah. I command that bitter root to be uprooted in the name of Jesus. No matter how deeply rooted, I command it to be uprooted. Uproot yourself right now in the name of Jesus and be cast out into the sea of forgetfulness. In Jesus' name, you shall not grow anymore. You shall not spring forth life anymore. You shall not bear any bad fruit anymore in the name of Jesus. And right now, I loose seeds of righteousness, hallelujah, into the hearts, minds, spirits, and souls of every listener to sprout out a tree of righteousness, yielding good fruit in season and out of season in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And I just begin to just thank God, hallelujah, because not only we have been able to forgive and let go and receive that cleansing. I know a lot of you feel a whole lot lighter right now. It's very light in the room. I can sense it. Praise God. I know a lot of you feeling a whole lot lighter right now. Praise Jesus. And the peace of God that transcends all understanding is guarding your hearts and minds right now in Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. So just begin to praise God. Hallelujah. 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 For he is worthy. For he is worthy. Amen. So yeah, I'm going to go ahead and conclude this segment right here and there. I have quite a bit in store for you guys next week, so be sure to tune in to next week's episode, and I promise you, you will be blessed. Hallelujah. So know that I love you, and God loves you. Amen.